Blog Talk Radio.
Now I'm live with you, man.
Okay. I'm just going over a few minutes of time to over statutes and codes and knowing the difference of that. So this is just a little trial and test run. Knowing the difference between law and statutes and codes is that when you're dealing that with the law that pertains to man and statutes and codes pertaining to the person. And a lot of people don't know how to operate the difference between man and person, so this is a problem with a lot of people in the court or in which is dealing with the government systems and the whole nine yards. So we're just going to go over a few of those things and know the difference. Man always stands in law. Man always deals in law. Statutes and codes were created for persons, and so you'll want to ask, can be anything with a title, such as a judge, DA, a defendant, a plaintiff, a suspect, black, white, all of these different type of things are considered a person. And all of those things, if you answer to those things, that is you are agreeing and contracting to be that person. So all of these titles dealing with these persons, they have jurisdiction at them. So once you're going in, and so if you're going to court, for instance, and you're going to court and he started addressing you as a defendant, and you started responding and answering questions as a defendant, when then you became the person in that court, and now he has jurisdiction over you, and now he can charge you and tell you what you can and cannot do. These are just some of the things that that a lot of people have a problem with because they don't understand the language. And they're speaking a totally different language in that courtroom called legalese, which is a language you don't know anything about. That's a language that was created by the attorney to confuse you, so you don't know the difference between certain words. So these are just a few of the things that we're talking about on this show. And letting everybody know that they have opportunity to get this information out here so they can to recognize where they stand in contract, where they stand in trust, where they stand in court, where they stand in status. All of these things are very important. And there's a few things that a lot of us don't know dealing with these codes out here. Y'all have to understand when we read these codes, a lot of these codes are, they are classes of the temple. Now, a lot of y'all will ask the question, how can a public servant, what is a public servant? A public servant is someone who's elected by man or the people to work for them on their behalf. Now, you as citizen, once you accept that you are. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. I just cut my mic off and hit the number one. I was supposed to show that I want to talk, but it didn't come up. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. You probably did, and I probably didn't pay attention. That was my fault.
Okay. So I'll do it again.
So if you want to push, push one up again, so if I can see it. Brother Elohim.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna hang up everything and call back in. I can't hear what you're saying. Brother Will? Brother Will? Okay, can you hear what I'm saying? Can't hear what you're saying. Brother Will? Oh, he's on a three-way. Yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah, now you got me logged in, but I can't hear what you're saying. I still can't hear the broadcast. So you're signed in on the 3560. That's the number you signed in on.
Do I need to push?
I still can't hear you broadcasting.
So right.
The switchboard.
Damn.
You just cut off from the switchboard.
Yeah, host call in. Continue. Yeah, I should be back in now.